It will live there.
Poor kid. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Where's my towel? That right there. Yes. We live yet, baby?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. We are blessed to be here this morning. I forgot to wash my hands, and my wife's going to pray over me. So just give us just one moment. Amen.
You know what? Greg had been a little late because he said I needed to, I don't know what happened to
him. You needed to wear one?
Yeah. It was put in your bag. It was a new one. I think this is, nope, that's not the one.
No, that's not the one. Let's see. There should be one.
It was a new one. It didn't have any, it had tags on it because I didn't take anything off. I just.
It was yours or his?
He gave it to me for me.
Okay.
No, I think that's his.
Okay, so amen. So anyway, I'm sorry, we're trying to get it together. Mother, it is awesome to see you. Amen. How was your trip?
It was good.
It was good. Amen. While Pastor Nikki is looking for her to lead, I'm going to go ahead and read the faith paper. Amen. Amen. Remember, the faith paper, this is something that I highly recommend that you read every day to encourage you to move forward. It is the faith paper. If you don't have it, you can always email me at s4ctroops@aol.com and I'll happily send you the PDF. Or if you want actual print copies of it, I'll even send those to you if you like. Or you can go to the constant contact link that many of you get every week or a couple times a week sometime, and go to the constant contact link, click onto that, and if you scroll down, you'll see a picture of this. You just click onto it. Janelle has fixed it where you can actually, it'll come up and you can print it up if you like. Amen. So it's called By Faith. And good morning, soldiers. I missed you guys. How you doing? Amen. By faith, I will not believe what I see, but what God has promised me, Mother Sharon, quoting it without the paper. By faith, I will receive courage to step out and gain strength to go through. By faith, I will live by God's words each day, and his instructions I must obey. By faith, I am confident and assured with certainty that all my desires, hopes, and dreams can become a reality through God's will for my life. By faith, I will not be afraid, worry, or doubt, believing, trusting, and depending on God's power to work all things out to his own glory. By faith, I will receive God's promise and be a blessing to others. That's it? I think so. Amen. Be a blessing to others. By faith, I will trust God to keep his promise and give me my reward stored up for me since the foundation of this world. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Where is that scripture? I used to put it on Hebrews. Hebrews. I used to be, and I don't know what I did. I messed it up and by mistake and took it off. But by faith, the Bible says by faith it's impossible to please God. If you don't, because the Bible tells us we walk by faith and not by sight. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And this poem, believe it or not, it's a poem, and it came from Jesus, the Greatest Name I Know, Volume 2, by Donna M. Walker, copyrighted in 1996. Thank you, Sister Walker. I appreciate that mucho. Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Baby girl, you ready?
Pastor, baby girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
I know who you are. Amen. You going to pray over me?
I sure will.
Yeah. Almost called you Pastor Sandy. I'm so used to so you, I hold him, you hit him.
Is that mine?
No. Because I ordered two. And I had this one in my...
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. I can get down, but y'all going to have to help me back up.
No, stay on it.
Okay. Hallelujah. For God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Is that what's her name? Amen. Eddie Ray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless and we honor you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your anointing, for the power of your Holy Spirit that is in us, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you continue to minister through us and to us, using us, my God, to bring glory and honor to you, Father, to draw others into you, Father. We pray, Lord Jesus, that this prayer, those who will join us live and later throughout the week, the month, the year, however long you allow, will be blessed,
yes,
will be ministered to, Father, will feel the presence and the power, yes, of your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We pray, Father, that lives will be changed, hearts will be healed, souls will be saved, my God, that you alone will get the glory in this prayer.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we submit ourselves fully unto you, that you may be glorified.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sorry. Didn't mean to hold him so hard. Amen. Thank God, Minister Hira got me those knee pads. So when I pray, I'm not on my bony knees. Thank you, Minister T. I am so grateful for those knee pads. Amen. And all the children. Eddie, it's so good to see you. Look at the family over here. God bless you all. Amen. I want to say, do we have very many requests, Nikki?
No.
Okay. So I want to say, there are some people that have visited the church earlier this year, maybe a month or two ago. I don't remember quite how far back, but I think one of the families that visited us had this big, long motorhome, and it was fabulous. They let me walk in and take a look here, because I've only seen them on TV, you know, but they had this beautiful motorhome. Mother Sharon had one of them big, giant motorhomes. Man, and so you got to have a lot of money to have something like that. And so I believe they emailed me, but I have so many emails. By the time I went back to look for it, because they said, Pastor Ben, we're one of the members that were there, blah, blah, blah. Good morning, Reuben. By the time I got back to look for the email so I could respond to it, I couldn't find it. I have thousands of emails, and some of you, if you email me once and it's been a minute and I haven't contacted you, I'm not ignoring you. I lost it in the emails that I get. So please, to that family that reached out to me, I'm thinking it might have been a week ago, maybe. Please hit me back up. I don't want to miss whatever it was you were asking me or trying to say. I wrote myself a note so I can remember to ask. If you've reached out, Piper Snowden, I got you. I emailed you this morning, so check that out. If you've emailed me and you think, I wish I could show you the emails that, and so please just reach out to me again. Say this is the person, you know, whatever. Okay, all right. And so I want to know how Dominic is doing, because his neck and his shoulders, he pulled a muscle. Sean sent that to me. So,
yeah.
So I want to know how Dominic is doing, and the young lady in the hospital. From what I understand, it's not looking good.
It's not. Her lungs are damaged, which is compromising her healing ability.
Right, and I need another surgery, right?
Yes. So we want to continue to pray for her.
Yeah, please keep us in the loop about what's happening with her.
Eliza,
we want to keep praying for her. How old is she, do you know?
I don't know, but she's Dakota's friend, so she's probably late teens, early 20s.
Yeah. Amen. Drunk driver. Amen.
She wasn't.
No, she wasn't a drunk driver. She was hit by a drunk driver. Amen. So we want to keep her lifted up, and her family. We're still praying for Julie. We don't really know much. Right?
Yes, but no name.
We don't really know more. Well,
yeah, I know. Just no name.
That's all. I was just going that way. Okay, we want to keep praying that God will deliver, that God will fix this, because it's all in God's hands now. Amen. Before we finish praying, I want to pray for those that are concerned about the jab that's mandatory by the end of the year at their jobs. And people are understandably concerned and worried. My prayer is we won't be here. That's my prayer. That's my hope. Of course, that's been my prayer since 2010.
I think that's been your prayer since you got saved.
No, yeah. But the evidence is there. The evidence is there. And I am on high watch time. Of course, we don't know what God's perfect plan is, but we know we're in that season. We know what the scriptures are saying, and we know what we understand.
Yeah.
And it just looks like it's time. Amen. So that's my prayer. So I want to pray for that group of people and for that's coming up. I want to keep praying for Zoe. I don't know about the prayer for school. I don't know what that entails, but maybe you can minister, talk to her.
Well, I believe because the kids are getting ready to return to school, many are returning within the next 2-3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and not really knowing what they're returning to.
I know
the school districts, some are completely open, some are not. It's just, I mean, it's really a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
And for the children, they're not sure.
Right.
And not only that, you know, preparing for school. There's mm-hmm. not a lot of supplies out there to prepare for school. You know, they just don't know what they're looking at. So with school coming up, I think she's just asking in general to pray for direction, to pray for, you know, the covering over the kids as they return to school.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, Zoe. So Zoe's not just praying for her, but for all the people that are in this situation going back to school. Hey, man, and this is the quiet before the storm, if you want to look at it like this. This is while the church is still here, while the Holy Spirit is still here. So this is the peaceful time, if you want to call it that. What's it going to be like when we're gone? If this is the quiet before the storm, what kind of storm is about to hit?
Amen.
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 If it's big enough to lift up an ark and carry it away, that must be some storm. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
If this storm is big enough to carry on, to send an ark on its way, that's got one, that two of all kind of animals and listen, y'all not getting this. This is going to be, the Bible says this is going to be the worst time in the history of mankind. Not the worst in this century, not the worst, you know, in this decade, not the worst on the West Coast, the worst since the history of mankind. This is going to be the worst time since there's been a man planted on this earth. You sure you want to be around for that?
No.
Are you sure that you're willing to exchange a few minutes of whatever for for what's headed this way? Whatever you're dealing with, if it's more important to you than God and getting out of here, you're on the wrong road. Because there is nothing more important than God. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more important than being delivered away from this madness that's coming. And while the opportunity is here, He's not going to contend with man forever. He's not going to keep knocking on the doors. He's not going to continue to try to minister and catch up with people and try to intervene so they can stop, so he can catch them in a minute. That has an expiration date. One day that's going to be over. One day you're going to be looking for that peace, and there's not going to be any. You're going to be looking to try to reach up to God, and there's not going to be any reaching up. God's going to be busy. He's got a wedding to attend. He's not that you, because the first thing he's going to say, first of all, you weren't supposed to be here in the first place. I'm not going to change my plans, interrupt my wedding, interrupt what I'm doing because you finally got a clue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because you finally woke up after the fact. Now you want me to change my plans so that you can be. No, I'm not going to do that. Whoever will die by the sword will die by the sword. Whoever's going to be killed, going to be killed. I'm not quoting it. I'm just paraphrasing. Look it up. It's in there. Whatever's going to happen to you, because the enemy is going to have as close to free reign as he can. He's going to be able to do whatever he wants to do. You need to be aware of that. This time is coming. This time. We're not. I was praying this morning, and I'm like, Lord, we are not. He said, what was the scripture? For night come where no man can work.
Mm-hmm. I must work the works of him.
I must work the works of him who sent me while it is yet day. For night come where no man can work. And I said, Lord, it's not night yet, but the sun is almost down. It's so close to night, it ain't even funny. This is the time where you need to be in prayer. This is the time where you need to be in the Word. This is the time where you need to be around other believers. This is the time that you need to get as close to God as you can. This is no time for shucking and jiving. This is no time for pretending that you saved to me means absolutely nothing.
Amen. Yeah.
You're trying to convince me. I don't have any place to put myself. Where am I going to put you? I can't save myself. I can't save you. Trying to pretend that you saved in front of me is a waste of time. You need to be making sure that you're in right standing with God. You don't have to try to be in right standing with me, because if you're in right standing with God, we straight.
Amen.
If you're good with God, we straight.
Amen.
You that you got your life right, because I don't go home with you. I'm not with you when you're at work, with you when you're in the car. I'm not with you with your thoughts. You need to try to get this right with God. Don't trip about trying to get it right with me, because I am not going to be with you when you meet God.
Amen.
And when God asks you, what did you do with what I gave you? He's not going to ask you to check with me. He's going to be talking directly to you. What happens after that will determine what happens after that. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Amen. So, amen. So get your act together. And even if the rapture wasn't coming for another 386 years, of course, that's just crazy. I'm just talking out the side of my neck. I'm just throwing out numbers. You still got to meet God.
Amen.
You're not going to live for 386 more years. You're going to be leaving here in a little while. And you still got to meet, I don't know. And you still have to meet God.
Amen.
No matter when you leave, whether he snatches you up or you go on ahead of us, you still have to meet God. And the conditions still apply. You still have to answer to God. You still have to have a relationship with God. You still have to be, you have to be trying. You can't just say, I love the Lord, and you have to be trying.
Amen.
You have to be trying. You cannot just, it can't be lip service. You
Amen.
Have to be trying.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Also, for Sherry, and we're still, Sherry, we're still praying for Daniel and the mom and the son and all, and the 13-year-old, we're still praying. And what we're asking the Lord, too, is that we're asking someone's praying because someone's addicted to money. Mm. When you make a God out of anyone except who the true and living God, that's bad. People make gods out of their kids. Mm. They make God out of money. They make what does it mean to be making a God out of something? When that is more important than what you do for God. When making my mind, I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Idolatry.
See? Idol worship. Mm-hmm. It's idol worship. You're making a god out of an idol. And the Bible says behind every idol there's a demon.
Yes.
That's right.
So when you're making a god out of liquor, drugs, money, other people, when any of that comes before God's will for your life, that's idolatry. And you're making a god out of idolatry. Let me be the first person to tell you, if you die in that state, you're going to hell. Did I say that right? Did I offend anybody? If I didn't, let me say it again. If you die in that state, you're going straight to hell. No pass gold, no collect $200. You going. Did I offend you yet? Let me say it one more again. You got to make sure that you are not living in sin. Idolatry is sin. Anything you put before God and God's will for your life, anything that's more important to you than God, you're going to hell.
Right.
Hallelujah. I bet I upset some folk then. I can see the thumbs down right now. I can see them right now. But I'm not getting in trouble because I refuse to tell you the truth.
Amen.
I'm not jeopardizing my relationship with God because you mad. You mad, you'll get over it. If not, see you when I see you.
Amen.
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 All right, now let's go.
Well, we have, and Mother Niara asked if we can just keep this on the prayer list.
Yes.
Well, it's Candace, but it's a lot of people who are concerned about this mandate that's going out.
Yes, yes.
And she fears that she's going to lose her job because of this mandate.
Yeah.
When you were talking, it reminded me of our Sunday school lesson this morning.
Oh, and Sunday school is back on, y'all.
Yes.
Sunday school's back on.
They're
back from their hiatus. They're back.
So our Sunday school lesson this morning came from Matthew 8, 23 through 28, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it was talking about when Jesus and the disciples got into a boat to go to the other side, mm-hmm. and a storm came, and the waves were hovering over the boat, and Jesus was at the stern of the boat.
Oh, yes.
Jesus was at the stern of the boat sleeping.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing that they said was, Master, wake up.
They're going to kill us.
Yeah. That we're going to die. And he woke up and he rebuked. He said, oh, you have little faith, which
right.
is important
mm-hmm.
that he said that first. And then he rebuked
the wind and the waves. And this is something that we have to remember when we're this. We think the wind and the waves are drowning us, right? And we talked about this morning, when you're in a boat and you're in a, when you're in a boat, if you're in the bow or the stern of the boat,
mm-hmm.
they take the brunt of
yes.
the winds and the waves.
Yes.
Jesus was in the stern of the boat.
The very front of the boat.
The disciples were on the boat and they looking, their perception was, we're going to drown.
Right.
But he knew from the stern of the boat exactly what was happening. Our perception today about what's happening is we're going to lose out. We're going to be hurt. We're going to die. We're going to so many things. But Jesus is at the brunt of that. He knows exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so our faith has to be focused on him.
Amen.
Rather than the waves
yes.
that are coming into the boat.
Yes.
We have to remember that.
Amen.
This is what they do in Sunday school, y'all. If you're not getting it, you're missing it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I almost want her to say that again. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is at the head of this ship. Jesus is at the head. He knows what's happening way before you do.
Amen.
And he, if you're with him, you're straight.
Yes.
If you're with him, if you're on the boat and Jesus is at the head, you straight, even though it looked like monster storms. Look, them storms that created, them waves knew who Jesus was.
Amen.
And when Jesus spoke, they knew not to get out of line.
Amen.
And they went, they did exactly. What did the demons do when the Lord walking? And he said, Lord, they demons knew who he was.
Right.
Lord, Master, are you going to send us away before our time? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus, oh, Lord. What you going to do? They was big and bad until Jesus walked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they, oh, Master, what you going to do, Master? Master, they not, because they know who he is. Because, right? Am I right?
Amen.
They know who he is. And when they know you're in Christ and you speak the name of God.
Yes.
And you're in Christ
yes.
and you speak the name of God in the name of Jesus, they know who you are too.
Yes.
And they're not bowing down to you. They're bowing down to the Christ that's operating in you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Even though this thing looks as nutty as a fruitcake, this thing looks as crazy as it and it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it looks like it looks, Jesus is still at the helm.
Yes.
He is still in control. And the enemy cannot do any more than God allows him to do.
Yes.
And this, what this actually should be doing is encouraging every person that believes in Christ to get closer to him. This should be pushing you to the cross.
Yes.
Mm. All that's going on, if it's not pushing you to the cross, you're missing the whole point.
Yes.
If this is not pushing you closer to Christ, you're missing the whole point. This is supposed to push you to Christ. This is not to run you from him. This is supposed to drive you closer to him, because you see the day approaching. You see what the enemy is doing, and this is supposed to make you get closer and deeper in God, not closer to the world.
Amen.
If this is causing you to become closer to the world, you miss the whole point.
Amen.
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 This is supposed to drive you to Christ. So the busier the enemy gets, the closer you need to be getting to Christ.
Yes.
The more the enemy is pushing against us, the more we should be leaning into God.
Amen.
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 All right, Pastor, go ahead.
Amen. So that was for Candace. She lives in Vancouver, Washington,
mm-hmm.
and she's afraid she may lose her job
yes.
because of the mandate.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be praying, Candace.
And she's feeling devastated.
Yes.
And I believe that the enemy is putting fear in us to get
mm-hmm.
us to turn our eyes off of Christ.
Yes.
Don't forget who he is. He is the beginning and the end,
mm-hmm.
the first and the last. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Don't forget who Christ is. Nothing that this world can do can trump what God.
That's true. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Candace and many like Candace, you can't stop what the enemy's doing. Only God can stop him. And that's God's choice. You can't slow down what the enemy is doing. Only God can slow him down, and that's God's choice. Our only, and I know it looks crazy because I've been in circumstances where it looked like it was just hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever little hope I could muster up, I put it in Christ.
That's right.
Yes.
Whatever little hope you can muster, the Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Another scripture says, I will keep their minds in perfect peace. Who knows the rest of that? Whose mind is stayed on him.
Yes.
That's in Psalms. I will keep their minds in perfect peace. First of all, I'll turn the TV off.
Yes.
First of all, that's the first thing you do. Turn off the TV. And if you're going to watch TV, DVR something and make it real stupid crazy so you're not paying attention to it. If you just got to watch something stupid, that app, Sanford and Son, Al Bundy, something real stupid. Well, that's what I watch that's real stupid. And don't be letting the enemy fill your head with...
Wheezy,
yeah. The Jefferson. Don't let the enemy fill your mind with fear. Because the enemy will use fear to dictate, to try to bridle. What do you do with horses? You use that bridle to direct them. He will use fear as a bridle to direct you in the way he wants you to go, completely taking your mind off Christ, completely helping you to forget about who you are in God. I believe a lot of Christians have forgotten who they are. We speak and God hears. Have you forgotten that?
Amen.
We speak. And even if the world doesn't, even if God doesn't change the world, even if he doesn't change the situation I'm in, if he changes my perspective, if he shows me his peace, if he comforts me, I'm straight.
Amen.
Because that means God is in this and God is in control. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You got to remember, I'm going to need them to settle down a little because they're distracting me. I need the believers to remember that it is not your battle. It is God's battle. You are just in the middle of God's battle. It is not, this battle is because of Satan disobeying God, because of what Satan did, and he hates God. And God ain't too crazy about him. And so this is a battle between Satan and God, but we already know who won. God has already won. You need to remember you're on the winning end. You have to remember who you are, who your Abba Father is. You have to remember. Because if you take your mind off the prize, the enemy will use that and steer you away from God. And next thing you know, you're in a place and you don't even know how you got there. You're in a frame of mind. You're drinking and smoking in the name of Jesus, and you don't even know how you got there. Am I saying it right? You taking stuff and doing stuff, and you, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord, and you gobbling down pills like milk does, and you don't even know how you got there. Because you took your eyes off Christ.
Yes. Yes.
I will keep their minds in perfect peace. He did not lie. He said, I'll keep their minds in perfect peace whose minds have stayed on him. You don't have to read every moment of the day, but you need to keep your mind on Jesus regularly throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got jobs, we got school, we got kids, we got spouses, we eating, we going to bath, you know, you whatever you do. But you can put, you can slip Jesus in there.
Amen.
Keep, find a way to keep God. Put things around the house that remind you of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Put music on that reminds. Put something everywhere you go. There should be something there to remind you about what God has done for you. Every room in your place should be something to remind you of Jesus. And you look at it and you're like, oh, I remember where I was when I got. And all of a sudden, my mind is not on the plandemic. Oh, excuse me, the thing. My mind is on Jesus.
Amen.
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 All right, go ahead.
Did you pray for Candace?
Oh, pray Candace, and everybody like Candace. Everybody's dealing with. Come here, Raymond. I mean, Ryan. Amen. Come here, Ray. We're going to pray for Candace. Come here, Brian. Not Ryan. You, man. Come here.
Ruben.
I knew it was an R. Amen.
Oh, ours.
All ours. Amen. Ooh. Amen. 1, 2, 3. Wow. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence and we stand before your people, we're praying for Candace. And every person that's dealing with the things that Candace is dealing with.
Yes, sir.
Every person that's dealing with the not knowing. And not knowing can bring about fear. Not knowing can bring about agitation. Not knowing can bring about nervousness and confusion. Just not knowing. But Father, I know you. And I know you know. And if I keep my mind on you, you will keep my mind at peace. Because I don't trust the world, Father, I trust you. We're praying, Lord, that Candace and so many others will trust you. that they will remember that they are with you. And Father, even if something happens, and for those Christians that have already taken a shot, those Christians that have already gone through these things, and whatever happens, Lord, they're not condemned by you because they believed that they were forced to do something, But Father, let their work in walk, let their relationship with you keep them safe in you. Guard their bodies, Lord. Rebuke anything that the enemy has planted in them that will come against you. Protect their minds. Whatever's necessary to fight this enemy, whatever's necessary, Lord, let it be so. But for Candace and so many brothers and sisters that are in that same position, give them hope, give them peace, understanding, and joy. And Father, our greatest prayer is that we won't be here to have to deal with it at all. But that is not our call. That is your plan and your choice. Keep us ready. Keep us focused. Keep our mind stayed on thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Pastor Nicole, what we got next? Thank you, brothers. Brothers R. The R brothers.
We are praying for
come on
a
over.
Daughter. The daughter a few weeks ago asked about praying for her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Who was choosing to go to Africa against everyone's wish.
Mom
is in Africa.
Mom's in Africa.
And so she's just praying for her safety.
Yeah.
But she's also praying for the family to have peace of God because mom is an adult.
Yeah.
She makes her own choices.
Yeah.
And the family needs to just give her over to the Lord.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are fully aware of this situation. You absolutely, positively know what's happening, what's going on, what has, what is, and what is to come. You are aware. And Father, you are able to give the family peace because there is absolutely nothing the family can do because this is an adult and they're making their own choices. But they're asking for covering for that person, that they will be safe. They're asking for covering, that their mind will be protected. They're asking for covering in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done. Move according to your plan, according to your will, according to your purpose. And at the very least, give the family peace, knowing that it's in your hands. Mm. Give the family peace, knowing that whatever happens, it's in your hands. Our prayer is that they will come back safe and in you. But whatever happens, Lord, it is in your hands. Give peace and comfort in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 So, hey, this is a bit of a story.
Okay.
There is a ministry called Salty Saints.
Salty Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They are interacting with a ministry in Pakistan, and they were asking for donations to buy 30 sewing machines for the women and children to help free them from slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier last week, they received those 30 sewing machines.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow, that's a praise report.
Amen. It's more to it. That's a praise report. So you can take a moment to praise
God. Okay, well, thank God. Amen. They got
it. Hallelujah. They got the 30 sewing machines. This is going to help them to actually be able to provide for themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of times, when the way you were born is the way you die. In India, there's really not, or Pakistan, there's really not a way out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There's an update. The ministry is getting resistance from the regulations and legality in Pakistan for being able to send the funds over. So they're kind of like blocking them. They're also asking for prayer as they find the best way to travel there. And then lastly, it looks like that.
Wait, who's traveling there?
This is the ministry, Salty Saints.
Oh, the Salty Seas.
Salty Saints.
Salty Saints are traveling there. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
The last thing is that the place where they were sending sewing machines is under attack. They're getting the funds with a lot of resistance. However, there is a militia group that has trapped the church and the orphanage inside. They're surrounded by 30 militants, threatening to burn them alive. So we want to keep praying because we know that God can send them scattering.
Oh, yeah. God can send angels that can destroy all of that.
Yep.
At this point, I would even say kind of like what he did in the Old Testament, and he had them turn on themselves.
Yeah.
If that's what needs to happen, then that's what needs to happen. Have them turn on themselves.
Wow. Was that the last prayer?
That was the last prayer.
Okay. Good morning, Zoe. First of all, we give God praise for them receiving what they asked for. Amen. For the sewing machines. We give God praise. We praise God for the salty saints.
Salty saints.
For the salty saints. What a cool name.
Yeah.
The salty saints. I like that. Amen. I like that. We thank God for the salty saints who, in spite of all of this that they know, they're still willing to go.
Yes.
Amen. That's deep. In spite of what they already know. Good morning, Sakura. You don't want to stand up and be in prayer? That's okay. Come on, stand next to
Abigail.
Yeah, especially the ones that don't want to, them the ones I call. Amen. And take Abigail's hand. That a girl. Take her hand, Abigail. That a big girl. Yeah. Okay, now. Amen. Especially for the salty saints that are willing to go in spite of what's going on. And then they reached out for prayer so that they can continue their mission according to God's plan and God's will. Those are real soldiers.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
For those militia.
Yes.
There's only 30 of them. God can and bury them.
3,000 of them.
Oh, yeah. And bury them. They can be a memory. They can be a greasy spot over there. God can fix. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray that God will fight the battles for them.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to pray that God will fight the battles, because we already know that God, if this is God's will, God has already given them the victory.
Yes.
And so they just need to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
Sight can be dangerous. If you're walking by sight, that can be dangerous because you're still in the flesh. And so you're affected by emotions.
Yes.
And you're affected by things that you think you see, because everything you see may not be what it is. It's just what you think you see. Am I making sense?
Yes, yes.
You think you see something and you get a little closer and like, oh, that's not what that was. That was something else. So you're affected by what you think you see. You cannot walk by sight. You cannot have a relationship with God based on what you think you see. Your relationship with God has to be based strictly on faith. We walk by faith and not by sight, because the enemy has a lot of control over the things that you see in your current atmosphere.
Yeah.
He has a lot of control over the things that you think you see. He has a lot of control. So if you're basing your relationship with God on the things that the enemy controls, you're in trouble.
Amen.
Come on, amen, amen somebody.
Amen.
And so you need to base your walk on faith, your faith in Christ, your faith in his blood, your faith in his ability to fight your battles, your faith in his ability to bless you, your faith in his ability to let his perfect will be done. Everything you do must be based on God's ability, not yours.
Yes.
My faith on eating a meal when I get home is based on what God can provide, not me. My belief in having a place to live is based on what God can provide, not me. Because what I think I can provide ain't nothing. But I know everything is written. I missed you. Everything is, my finances is based on what the check God write, not mine.
Amen.
Amen. I write checks based on God's bank account, not mine. Amen. Everything I ask for is based on what God can do, not what I can do.
Yeah.
I met me. I already know what I can do. I need something way better than that. Mm. I need God. Yeah. Amen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so we're going to be praying that God will destroy the enemies.
Right.
Is she getting taller? She said, yeah. With the big bright eyes. Is everything I do is based on what God's ability is, not mine. We're praying that God will destroy those enemies,
yep.
That God will open up a door and give them favor. Because even if there's not a door, if God speaks a door, it's there.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. We're praying that God will speak a door into existence, that God will destroy every enemy that come against them in the name of Jesus, and that God will give the safe travel to salty saints.
Yes.
And everybody that support the people of God. Amen.
Yes.
All right. So, I need a few prayer warriors to come up with me. Come on, little Jaguar. Mama, can you creep up here? Sneak on up here, Mama. Let's see what you can do. Amen. Zori and Sensational. I'm gonna call her Crystal. Sensational. Amen. Right? Amen. And my brother with the cap, Brent. And a couple of you sisters back there, come on up here. Pastor Jerry, why are you all in the boot, in the back, in the corner, in the dark? Come on over here. No, that was Flip Wilson. Y'all don't remember Flip Wilson? Amen. Ooh, yes, I did. Amen. I did. What did you say?
You named it.
I did. Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
He did say he watched stupid stuff.
Amen. So can y'all push in just a little bit more? Come on, just a little bit more. Come on. Amen. Come on. Oh, you can let her hand go, honey. I just wanted to make sure she came up here. No, come on up here. Amen. Come on up here, Rich. That's good. Amen. Ryan, why are you all back there? Get up here. What you scared of? If they bite you, bite them back. Amen. 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 I want to touch somebody's hand because we're going to pray. Amen. Come on up here, Reuben. First of all, y'all let me go. I didn't get a hug from you yet. Come here. Come on, that up there. Ah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, princess. Happy birthday. Amen. We're going to sing happy birthday to you in a little bit. Amen. A little cute self, weigh about a nickel and a half. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. She's so light. Amen. What's up, Eddie? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity. Was that the last one? Okay. We thank you for, and we're 10 minutes early. I got to find something to talk about. Pastor Drea, that was out loud. Amen. I love that girl. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. Anybody got any oil? Just throw it over there. Ryan and Drea and got together. It's all over now. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Sensational. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for an opportunity for your people to gather together in your name. We bless you for this opportunity to pray for salty soldiers and for the...
Salty saints in Pakistan.
What did I call them?
Salty soldiers.
Oh, Lord. We're praying for those... Not spicy soldiers.
Salty
saints. I'm sorry, names are not my thing, and Jacqueline didn't help at all. Amen. Amen. We're praying. Why y'all laughing? Y'all supposed to be praying. You should be here. Okay, let's finish this. Amen.
Salty saints.
Amen. And their help us. And their desire to want to serve the children of God. Their desire to want to stand in the gap for those that cannot stand for themselves. To want to stand with those that are standing in Christ. To want to stand with those, Father, that are believing and trusting that you will do what you said you will do. And Father, we are true witnesses that you are the true and living God. There is no other God, no other God. There's no other God. Father, we are standing with them. They're soldiers in Pakistan. Yes. Father, you understand the situation. Father, there's only 30 of them. Father, you can speak and they'll be crispy critters. They can't take it. You can move them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I see you, Abigail. You can move them. You can destroy them. You can even allow them to be converted. Well, instead of fighting against them, they'll be fighting for them.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. You can turn the tables. You can flip the script. You can do anything because you are the God of possibilities. You are the God of impossibilities. You make the impossible easy. You make the unknown known. You make the unseen seen. You make the impossible possible. You are the only true and living God. There is no other God. You are the Tav, the Aleph and the Tav. Or in English, Greek, the Alpha and the Omega. Or in English, the beginning and the end. You are everything, Father. We are praying and we are shouting in the victory that you will speak over them. Yes. Because you can speak from your throne to their environment, and it is done. And for the soldiers that are heading in that direction, to bless them. And for those that are enslaved, we're praying freedom. And for those whose minds have been enslaved, we're praying that you would free their minds. Yes. And for those who have come against them, we're praying that you would make friends out of the enemies, or destroy the enemies altogether. Yes. That you will free up the funds and finances and let it go so that they can do what you have blessed them to be able to do. Yes. We're praying, Lord, that you will be named as God and leader in that atmosphere. Yes. We're praying, Lord, for the victory of your people. We're praying, we're praying, we're praying, and we're celebrating their victory. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. That was the last prayer. Is there anything online, Asia, that we need to know about? Amen, she said there's a couple we need to know about. Amen, thank God for the saints. I'm so blessed to be a member of our global prayer team. And for our S4C online global soldiers, keep praying. If the Lord has put on your heart to pray for someone that we have been praying for this morning, or a situation or an atmosphere that we've been praying over this morning, please take that serious. Because remember, God is keeping track of what we do. Hey, Soraya, God is keeping track of what we do. God is keeping track. My little chocolate baby, what's it?
Devonna,
what's up? Devonna and Miracle.
David.
What's up? Hey, man, I know. Hey, man, I know. He ain't just met me, he know. Hey, man, for our online prayer warriors, please keep praying.
Yes.
Keep praying. Let the Lord speak to you and use you. Keep praying. Keep praying, and we'll be praying. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our online prayer warriors, those who you have spoken to, and they have taken on an assignment for this week or however long you've given them. Lord, we're praying that you would build them up and bless their homes and their atmosphere. Keep them safe in your loving arms, guarded and protected. Keep them encouraged so that we will encourage others, because this is the work that you have created for us in the name of Jesus. Amen. What does she
hear? We have one, Johnny, who's going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. He says that the divorce is the result of a lie that was spoken over him, and he the divorce has not been final. Mm-hmm. He's asking for healing. He does not want the divorce. He's asking for healing.
Amen. Amen. His name is Johnny.
Johnny.
Amen. Father God, Johnny, I hope you're listening. Can you anoint my hands, please? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Ryan, I see some good things happening in your atmosphere, in your, specifically your home.
Amen.
I see there's a breakthrough coming to your home.
Hallelujah.
Been a long, hard struggle, a battle, and you didn't know if you were going to win it or not.
Wow.
But God was on your side. Well, I say was, as Pat says, but God is on your side. And there's some prayer that has broken through to the heavens. I don't know what prayer it is. He didn't tell me. But something that you put before God has broken through and has gotten to the throne of God. And so God is doing something. So rejoice in whatever God is doing. Of course, the enemy is going to try to make you think God ain't, God didn't, but you continue to rejoice.
Yes.
Because your joy is an act of faith and thank stepping you out on faith. Yes. And you continue to rejoice. Because I saw, as I'm praying for Johnny.
Sorry, his name is Randy.
Randy. I'm praying for Randy. The Lord showed me you. Amen. And so, Randy, we're stretching out Randy in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand what's going on with Randy and his situation. You understand the dynamics and the details. You understand the hidden things, the things that have been in dark. You understand the lies that have gone forth. You understand what's happening here. Father, you are able to move on
Randy's
behalf. Father, he doesn't want the divorce. But we're asking, Father, what do you want? Randy doesn't want to be divorced. But my question to you, Father, is what is your will for that? Because sometimes we're praying, Lord, 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 and the Lord's like, wait a minute, I'm doing something here. I mean, even though we don't always want to see that, it doesn't stop it from being true.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We don't always want to accept that. Sensation, am I saying something right? We don't always want to, Lord, that's not what I want. The Lord's like, but it's not about what you want, it's what I want.
Yes.
Amen. And so I want your marriage to be locked up too, but only if that's what God wants.
Yeah.
Because God has a much better plan. God can see much further. God knows all the details. We only know what we can get a hold to. God knows all the details. He knows all the hidden secrets. He knows all the words that are spoken. He knows it all. And so I need God's perfect will to be done. My will is in agreement with your will, but I only want what God wants for you.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you're walking in Christ, God wants what's best for you and for his plan and his ministry. And so that's what I want. And so we're praying in Jesus' name.
Brandy,
keep us posted. Let us know what's going on. Whatever you do, you need to stay before God's presence. If you're going through a divorce, anyone, if you're going through a divorce, if you're going through times with your spouse, you need to put that entire situation before God. And you need to stay on your face, and you need to continually consult God. What do I do next? How am I supposed to feel? Lord, if there's something in me that needs to be fixed, fix me. Because sometimes we're praying, Lord, get them. And the Lord's like, they're not the problem.
Mm.
You're the problem. If you want somebody to get God, I need to start with you. You know, because you know how we are, Lord, you know they ain't no good. Lord, you know they ain't no good. Lord's like, well, they'd be better if you were better.
Hmm.
You know, they wouldn't be here if you weren't, you know. So I'm not saying this about you, Randy. I'm not saying it about you, but I'm just saying in general, sometimes we're so busy blaming the spouse. And then we call ourselves, I'm a soldier for God. I'm a Christian. But they can't tell a difference from you than the people in the place did. You know, take stuff off. That's the place. They can't tell the difference between you and a thug. What, Pastor Dre? Am I all right?
Amen.
I couldn't remember the name. I couldn't think of the name. Thank God. Well, yeah, I guess so. Amen. So what I'm saying is this. Amen.
The dance wasn't that bad.
Thank you, Pastor. I mean, son. Thank you, Greg. But thank you very much. Amen. What I'm saying is this. Don't listen to my wife, honey. Well, not now, because she... Amen. What I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this. They keep talking. What I'm saying is this. No matter what you think it is, give it all to God.
Yes.
Because God knows exactly what it is. And ask the Lord, if it's me, fix me. Instead of me praying against somebody or praying on somebody, as we used to call it, Lord, I'm praying that you will fix me. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I don't need to be here. Maybe I'm the destruction. Maybe I'm the reason that things are... Just put it all before God, and then God will decide what's best.
Yes.
Because isn't that what we want? What's best?
Amen.
And sometimes what's best is not what we think we want. Mm. Sometimes what's best is completely opposite of what we thought we wanted. And then as time goes on, we're like, oh, yeah, I see how that worked out. Right. Oh, yeah, God, you're right. You're right. All right, God.
Right.
You're right.
Yes.
You know, after the fact. So we're praying that the perfect will of God be done. Did I pray for him?
Yes.
Amen. So you're trying. Oh, big eyes. Close up. Okay. All right. So we're praying. It was better than a skunk eye. Amen. So we're praying. We're praying. For you, we're praying that you will keep us lifted up. We thank God for all the people that support us with your prayers and with your support and with your feedback and your attendance at service. We thank God for you. And for those of you that are able to make it around the country to be with us, maybe some around the world, to come and be in the sanctuary with us, God bless you. In the cloud or in the crowd, God bless you. We'll see you next time. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Turn some music on, y'all. I did. So